UKGC fines NetBet £650,000 for AML and social responsibility failures. The UK Gambling Commission has fined NetBet Enterprises Limited £650,000 for shortcomings in anti-money laundering controls and social responsibility measures. The regulator said the penalty, announced on the 5th of November 2025, reflects failures by NetBet to identify and respond to significant risk indicators and to maintain accurate regulatory reporting. The settlement funds will be directed towards socially responsible causes, and the operator must commission an independent audit to verify remediation of its systems and controls. The UK Gambling Commission's investigation found that NetBet relied excessively on automated financial triggers to detect suspicious activity, which allowed some customers to gamble at levels disproportionate to their declared income. In multiple instances, the operator labeled substantial spending as low risk, while its anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist financing, CTF, risk assessment, omitted material factors the regulator expected to be considered. On the social responsibility front, the commission said NetBet's customer interaction processes were slow to identify harm. Indicators of customer vulnerability or problem gambling were frequently spotted only after manual reviews, rather than through timely, automated, or proactive interventions. The UKGC also recorded instances of inaccurate information in regulatory returns submitted by the operator. John Pierce, the UKGC's Director of Enforcement, said, "Our priority is protecting consumers and upholding the integrity of the gambling sector. NetBet's deficiencies in both AML and social responsibility were significant and required immediate action. We have directed the licensee to strengthen its risk assessments, improve monitoring so signs of harm are detected earlier, and ensure the accuracy of all regulatory submissions. When operators fall short of the standards we set, serious consequences follow, and enforcement will remain robust. As part of the settlement, NetBet must pay the financial penalty, appoint an independent auditor to review its internal policies and controls, and implement remediation measures approved by the Commission. The remediations will include revising risk models, tightening transaction and affordability monitoring, and upgrading customer interaction protocols to enable earlier and more consistent identification of harm." Industry observers say the enforcement action signals continued regulatory scrutiny. Mark Taylor, a gambling compliance consultant with more than a decade advising UK operators, commented, "This decision is a clear signal that relying solely on financial red flags is no longer sufficient. Regulators expect firms to combine transaction monitoring with robust behavioral and affordability assessments, and to act promptly when harm is detected. The independent audit requirement will also force operators to take a forensic look at gaps that may not be visible through day-to-day compliance checks." The NetBet sanction follows a pattern of recent enforcement by the UKGC. Earlier this year, the regulator issued fines and corrective orders to other operators for similar AML and social responsibility breaches, underscoring a sector-wide push to raise standards after a period of heightened risk and public scrutiny. Regulatory takeaways for operators. Operators should expect ongoing inspections and risk-based reviews from the UKGC and must demonstrate that their AML and social responsibility frameworks are comprehensive and dynamic. Key actions firms should prioritize include enhancing multi-factor risk models that go beyond single financial triggers, embedding behavioral indicators and affordability checks into automated monitoring, ensuring frontline staff are trained to act decisively on early harm signals, and verifying the accuracy of regulatory returns through independent review processes. Failure to remediate promptly may result in FIR. Their sanctions, including larger financial penalties, license conditions, or revocation. For a sector already contending with tighter public policy expectations, the NetBet case is a reminder that regulators will continue to demand demonstrable, measurable compliance improvements.